I lost my gram this week unexpectedly. In the wake of her death, and in the middle of so much suffering around the world, I offer this post from the archives. May it breathe a little hope and peace into your heart today. Why? It is a cry that explodes from a pain-filled heart. It is a cry that whimpers from a lonely soul. It is a cry that propels its way out of all who hurt in one way or another. Why did my 26-year-old sister-in-law have to die in such a horrible way? Why did my papa labor in pain to leave this earth on the very same day that I labored in pain to bear my daughter into it? Why do my friends suffer illness and miscarriage and even death while we are still young? Why? And yet, I have to wonder, what would we get if we got an answer to our questions of why? Would we gain satisfaction? Would it really change anything if God sat down in front of us and explained everything to our face? We would still have to face the empty chairs. We would still be faced with the memories of pain. Job asked why. He didn't just ask. He demanded the chance to ask God why. He shouted for the opportunity to plead his case before God. And God came. He came not with reasons, but with glory. God didn't reveal his ultimate plan. He revealed himself. God didn't show the reasons for what happened. He showed his face. And Job, quote, "Even covered with sores and ashes, he looks oddly like a man who has asked for a crust and been given the whole loaf," end quote. Frederick Buechner. In answer to all of our questions, may God be gracious enough to give us himself.